Romans chapter 12. We're going to start reading at verse 9. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. This is the word of the Lord. Can we just pray? I'm personally feeling a bit overwhelmed. I don't think I hardly need to preach. We've had it already preached to us, but let's just pray to God. Father, please, help us that looking at this wonderful book of yours, by your Spirit, to understand what you're saying to us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, there is a saying, and that's pretty, you know it, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And not a particular warning to our two dear ladies, but it's true for you as it is for us. The Christian life is tough. Not as tough for us here in this country, perhaps as in some places, but nevertheless, really to live as this word is instructing us to, it is tough. So let's clear that straight away. We're not playing on an easy game. We're playing here with difficulty and problems. This verse that we're looking at in chapter 12, verse 11, Keep Me Burning, I believe. No, it isn't up on the screen, but it is a title for the sermon, Keep Me Burning. That's exciting, isn't it? Are you burning already? Have you got a passion already? This is what it's saying. To start with, it says, keep me. So we're presuming, and the writer here is presuming, that you have already a passion. You're burning. Wow. Is that exciting? Are you really? I mean, I just challenge you and me. I just have to ask a question myself. How exciting was last week? How did Friday go? It's at the end of the week, a bit tough, isn't it? Was it burning then? Have you got zeal then? It says here, keep burning. Keep burning. Just a setting of this, very briefly. If you look at chapter 12 at the beginning, Paul says, therefore I urge you, brethren, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This question of living for God isn't merely sort of ethereal, just of the spirit sort of thing. He says your body is what you do. Our zeal should be expressed in what we do. Look at the verses that follow, it says there. The things we have to do. Christians, we're not meant to be lazy. Actually, one of the translations of this particular verse, verse 11, says, don't be lazy. I think that's very informative. Christians, are you lazy? I won't ask you to put your hand up because I have to be the first one to do it. I am lazy. I find it easy to be lazy. Good excuse when you get to my age and you've retired a few times and you think I have a right to, and I haven't a right to be lazy. The stirring, this message, a stirring that we don't just sit around. You don't just look forward to Sunday. It's a nice Sunday evening service, a nice pleasant evening service. We enjoy that. And then we go on to the rest of the week and we look forward to Sunday. No. He's speaking here about a daily worship, spiritual worship every day. How are you living that out? So he clearly says to us, in the light of that, do not lag in zeal. Or keep me burning. If, however, we were left just with that message, it is up to us what we do, I, for one, would find it very difficult. I, for one, would find it hard going. These verses that are here, they're not easy to fulfill. It isn't. It's not easy to be a Christian, is it? And yet here the word is, well, you know, keep it going. And sorry, if I disappoint anybody, but I find that hard. But that isn't the whole answer, you see. I frightened Andrew by referring to these verses earlier. I will just read them again. Turn over the page to Philippians in chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. It says, that's not the one I want. Not the way. It's chapter 2. Come on, Eric. Yes, chapter 2 on one page. I knew it was there. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will to act according to his purpose. We've heard this before. Have you really received it? God has given you a great deal. He's worked into you salvation. We've been blessed by hearing what he's done in these two, and we'd all love to get up really and give our testimony. It'd be a great blessing to hear. What has God done in you? Well, now work it out, he says. Now work it out. God didn't bless you just to be blessed and sit around unblessed. He blessed you that you might be a blessing. He blessed you that you might work it out. But it's still a problem. You see, the Galatians had a problem with this. Paul had to write to them, call them fools. Not very polite, but it was a good thing to do. We need to be a bit rude sometimes to wake people up. He said, you're fools. You started your experience in Christ in the Spirit, and now you're trying to do it by letter of the law, by doing certain things, forgetting the Spirit. The blessing is, this is tough, but God has sent his Spirit that we might have the ability to work out what has been worked in. Isn't that a relief? Isn't that a joy to know God has made provision for us to deal with the tough times? I can be brief, and I'm going to be today, because I'm overwhelmed already. I want to read a verse from Ephesians and chapter 3, this glorious prayer of Ephesians chapter 3, just the one verse. Paul says, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. I'm going to pray that, as Paul prayed it for these Ephesians, I'm going to pray it for us. And when I use the word you, that does include me tonight, if you allow that, please. Please just join with me. And if you agree, you say amen. For this is a prayer for us, in order that we may keep burning, we may keep doing what we should do, by all the means that God has given us. He's given us the means of the Bible to learn the way. He's given us the means of fellowship to enjoy each other. He's given us the means of communion that we may remember the death of Jesus. He's given us so many different means. We need to use those, but we use them in the power of the Spirit. Because if you read the Bible without the Spirit, it's just a good book. If you take communion without the Spirit, it's just bread and wine. So we need the Spirit with all the things that God gives us that we may fulfill the purpose God has for us. So please, let's just quieten your heart. If you listen to this and if you agree, say amen. I pray that out of his glorious riches, God may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Amen.